Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat, and many of you know me as the host of the Dr. Pat Show, which you're listening to right now. You also know me as the creator of Transformation Talk Radio and much more. I wanted to share something with all of you, and it is from a deep place of gratitude that I speak right now. Every once in a while, this is what I love to say, every once in a while in our lives, we get reminded of why we're here and why we do what we do. Yesterday, for me, I was so acutely reminded of the gifts of gratitude, of being able to do a show like this, and also being able to work with the incredible hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, to be able to take such an incredible message out into the world, empowered, active, diverse radio, and we've been doing this for a long time. As a matter of fact, some people, you know, refer to me as a pioneer in this field, along with some other folks. And here's why. Yesterday, I had an acute awakening as I sat and saw a very dear friend of mine struggling, and I don't want to say struggling, battling for her life. What does it mean to battle for your life? You know, what does it mean to have places that you go where you see that there is a higher purpose for who you are, despite what might be going on with your body? And I want to tell you that, you know, this person, this friend of mine, she and I have been on parallel paths for healing. Incredible woman, amazing. And yesterday I got to see what it's truly like to be in an enormous state of gratitude as everything around you looks like it's coming apart. She is my inspiration. She reminded me, excuse me a minute, she reminded me of the power that each of us has. This enormous, completely genius expansiveness. To remember that we are here to help each other. You know, that we are here to continue to bring a message of hope and abundance, and to watch my friend who, at so many different levels, you know, there are parts of her that are dying, but it's so many levels. Every aspect of who she is alive. Her spirit will continue. And she reminded me, as I was talking with her, of the Dr. Pat Show and what we do here and of Transformation Talk Radio. She also reminded me of how important it is for us here at the Dr. Pat Show to continue to grow and expand and bring on incredible hosts and sponsors like some of you listening to the show. And she reminded me of one thing very important: never to quit. Never give up, never to fall back on arguing for my limitations or the limitations of anyone. She is truly someone that is so absolutely genius in her spirit and her spirituality. So today, I want to dedicate our show and what we talk about to her. I want to dedicate what we have done here on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio as simply the beginning of what we are meant to do, and in service of all of our listeners, in service of the people that tune us in and turn us on. And, you know, it is my commitment to all of you and everyone that has supported the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio to remember that we are here and given an enormously amazing opportunity to share with you some of the most incredible people on the planet, people that have said yes to their genius, talent. These are people that may or may not ever be on Oprah, but I will tell you their message is profound. They're committed and dedicated to helping all of us live the lives we truly desire. You know, these are people, some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, speakers, leading-edge scientists, futurists, environmentalists, educators, spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, you know, people that are homemakers, mothers, fathers. They come to take a message out into the world. Why? Because they share their stories. They share how significantly important it is to remind all of us that we are here not for our own selves, not for financial security. We are here in service of each other. We are here to give, we are here to help, and we are here to change this planet for the good. And I want to thank my friend more than I could ever say on this show. I want to thank her for an opportunity to know her and love her. Let's take a short break, if we could, Benny, and we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to create a beautiful and powerful partnership between your heart and the essence of gratitude? Are you ready to create the life that you desire for yourself and your family? Then stop worrying about your bills and step out of the daily grind by tapping into infinite possibilities. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and welcome to Transformation Talk Radio. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Good morning.
Glad to have
good day.
You here.
Good day. Yep.
Good day. We've been busy already. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We've got a great, great lineup for you today, starting off with my friend, my colleague, CJ Liu. You know, for many of you, you've heard of CJ, and you know that she is absolutely one of the most incredible people on radio herself. You're going to get to hear a little bit about her story, but, you know, she is also somebody that has a vision. You know, her show, Fire It Up with CJ, you know, has a vision that a better life and world are possible through individual effort and action. And so she's here and envisions this world where people can move at any moment toward a life that is more authentic, empowered, and earth conscious. And honestly, that's what I was sharing with all of you today. You know, this journey with the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio, the real goal of all of this is to bring people like CJ, who are fearless and relentless, who never give in to failure, who have said yes, who have said, this is what my message is about. This is radio, a great opportunity to do this. And comes to her show every week, coaches people. You know, she has an incredible message to make sure that all of us remember that there is a spiritual aspect to everything we do, that gratitude is not simply a word that begins with a G, but is much more with that. It's a way of being. And that helps people every day of her life understand that we can find our way using our own personal GPS system, the one that we have, the one that I was so acutely reminded of by my friend yesterday. And, you know, it's good. It's good that people show up in my life to say to me, girlfriend, what are you doing? Are you doing what you have always meant to do and wanted to do? And CJ, welcome to the show. Isn't that the truth?
That it's a pleasure to be here. And so much of what you've talked about in the last couple minutes have just reminded me of why, you know, and sometimes you do need reminders, right? Why am I even doing this? Because it's so easy to get off track. And so I think what was lovely about your story is that she gave you a reminder of why you're here on this planet and what your purpose is. That's beautiful.
It is. And, you know, it's so wonderful when you and I chat. I mean, Fire It Up with CJ is an incredible radio show. You know, you are committed and dedicated to an expansive message. But you as an individual have always been dedicated to that. You know, whether you have a radio show or not, whether I have, you know, it's so interesting, CJ, kind of like people say to you, well, you know, all right, you have a radio show. Okay, what else? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know you've been asked this like a million times, this whole GPS idea. How many people have said to you, So what do you, what? Don't you have anything more substantial to be doing with your life? I mean, that's what I get talked to like that. As a matter of fact, this is part of what's fired me up here recently. Don't you have anything more? Is that like all you do? Is that like your job? Wow. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. That's not what I said yes to. Right? You and I said yes to stepping out in the world and taking a message out there. Radio happens to be the vehicle, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'll tell you something funny that's completely related to this. So I'm running around Green Lake. I run into a work colleague who I hadn't seen for forever, like probably 8 years ago. And normally when people are like, you know, what are you up to? I'm like, oh, life coaching, because it's kind of like the standard issue. Like, okay, I get it. That's fine. You know, I'm not going to roll my eyes or do whatever. You know, it's the acceptable path. And today I went running. I'm like, oh, screw it. And he's like, so what have you been doing since Microsoft? And I said, I've been on a spiritual journey. Which I would never have said in the past, because I'm like, oh, you know, whatever. This is what I'm doing. I'm actually on a spiritual journey, and I'm helping other people on their journeys through life. Because ultimately, you know what, Pat? It's not. It takes a while to figure this out, but we're all here on Earth to figure out who we are, what we're doing on this planet, and how we contribute to in the highest way possible. And we don't realize that, but I think ultimately that is why we're here on Earth, to figure that out. And I think we oftentimes get lost. So, in fact, doing your radio show is exactly why you're here on this planet, why you're, you know, to do the things that you're talking about. You know, basically helping people transform to their highest potential, mm-hmm. and in doing that have an inner and outer, you know, evolution, revolution, and explore the possibilities of what we can and are possible. What we're possible of being, which I don't even think we're even at the tip of, honestly, right, as human beings. Do you?
I don't. I know I can speak for myself. What an enormous gift it was to lose my job after 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not joking about that. It took me a really long time to say that. You know that. You know what that's like saying, oh, my God, what an enormous gift, you know, going through divorce has been. Really? I mean, it takes a while to get to that place.
It does.
But had that not happened, where would I be? I would be probably, I don't know, maybe in New Jersey, which is not
some
bad.
Corporate executive.
Corporate executive. Right.
Making money, more money.
Money,
for
money.
AT&T
like,
or,
oh, lots yeah. of money. Lots of money. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Rolling over a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When that downsizing hit, there were a lot of body bags. And the bodies that were in them were their souls. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is why all of us have this incredible ability to tap into the true nature of who we are. Mm-hmm. Don't you love this? Because we have made living our life purpose so complicated. We have. You know, like,
it's by design complicated. Oh. It's like, you know, we're thrown here on Earth, and it's like, you are this incredible being with huge potentiality, and I'm going to throw you back on Earth, and you'll forget all of the parts of you are divine, and you'll have to go back and figure it out again. That's the game. You have amnesia to the true potential of who you are, and then you have to come back on Earth and figure it all over again, because that, the you figuring it out, your journey towards your spirit and back to, you know, the oneness of where you came from is the joy of creativity in life itself, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And to be reminded at so many levels of the fact that every single one of us have gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have said to me, and I bet they say this to you, it's like, oh, what are you doing since Microsoft, CJ? You know, almost as if, I mean, what was the response when you said I'm on a spiritual journey?
You know, he just like, oh, cool. Kind of like, I'm not sure what to expect. And I was like, yeah, it is cool. I'm enjoying it, and I'm having a blast, and I'm learning so much and growing. And you know what? I think people just want a cover story that they feel like, okay, now I don't feel awkward or weird. You know, I mean, I didn't leave him hanging, because that's often like I'm on a spiritual journey that could leave someone hanging, you know, and he responded appropriately, and I think I responded appropriately. You know, I didn't go into a place of like, oh, my God, like, that sounds so lame. You know, like all those kind of places I would have gone before. I'm like, hell, you know, what have you been doing ever since? Well, I've been trying to figure out, you know, the nature of the universe and who I am and how I fit in. Like, doesn't that seem to be a pretty important job?
Exactly. Right. You know, I mean, honestly, it's kind of having... I was talking with someone this morning, and CJ, I want you to comment on this, and you know, tell me what you think. This watching my friend yesterday and being in her presence, you know, being in the presence of someone that could hardly speak, and just watching her beauty, her gentleness, you know, just complete love, you know, couldn't get down not one bit of food. Young woman, two children, and I just, my heart, ever anything I was going through in that moment, myself, faded away. So I came to a realization, and I know that, you know, those of us, CJ Wright, that are out in the world, we're these coaches, whatever we are, whatever our credentials say we are, we think sometimes that it has to be complicated. I discovered something really simple. You want to know what it is?
What?
There are two paths in life. Just two. One path is the path where we argue for our limitations. The other path is the path where we step into our epic genius as this eagle flies right overhead. And I thought to myself, and I've been challenged on that, and isn't that an interesting place to be, to think one place is where we argue for limitations and another place is where we step into our epic genius.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no gray area.
And what I love about what you did, when you told the story of when you stepped into your epic genius, what you did is you stepped into love. It was just pure love, compassion. I don't know. That's what it felt like to me experientially and when you were talking to me. I mean, because mm-hmm. I think that's the core ingredient when you step into epic genius, it's of love. Because when you talked about that woman, there was a sense of love. Is that what it feels like? Is that what it feels like for you?
Absolutely. It's a sense of love, but it's also a sense of inspiration.
Mm.
You know, my gosh. Is that going to be the last time I ever see her? You know, are those going to be the last words she ever says to me or that I say to her? And you step into that moment, very precious moment, and you realize what the gift is. Not the gift of yourself, but the gift of another human being. You know, reminding us of this very thin veil that we all walk and live by. We all have a very thin veil, don't we, CJ?
We do. We do. And I think that to me, it's like the gift of living. Also, when I hear that story, it's like, what a gift to... Sometimes we don't even appreciate that we're living. We're living, we're breathing, we're in this world that's beautiful around us. We see, as you said, the second path where we see the limitations and what's broken and what needs to be fixed. Versus just appreciating the beauty and like you said, being in a place of gratitude to look out the windows. And, you know, I went for a run around Green Lake today, and I was just like, thank you, flowers. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were like gorgeous. It's like this profusion of color surrounding me as I was running around the lake. And it was just like, this is beautiful around here. But oftentimes I run around Green Lake processing issues and thinking about stuff. You know, I'm in your path one, right?
Right. Isn't that, that's totally counterproductive, isn't it, though?
No.
I mean, do you think it works?
I think actually, you know what? Life is about being on both of these paths and realizing
exactly.
when you need to move from one to the other.
I agree.
Right? I mean, you have to process your mind's stuff, right? I mean, I need to process the whatever negative emotions. I actually found myself today, I was running, and I do a little body scan, and I thought, you know what, my jaw is like a fist. It's like clenched so tight. And I was wondering yesterday, why am I so tired? Why am I so tired? And I realized it was because I had probably been contracting my body the whole time. And it wasn't until I went running and I tuned into my iron fist jaw and said, what is the problem? And I literally shook it off. But I had to go into my limitation to get back to that place of love.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because I don't have judgment around either one of those.
Yeah.
The time that I have spent in my limitations and arguing for them has been some of the most profound moments in my life.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's like your mind and your heart arguing with each other, right?
Yeah. Someone said to me, you know, how hard was it to, you know, launch Transformation Talk Radio? And you know, you almost want to make up like a little story.
Yeah.
To really say, it's like really. No, that's not what was hard. Do you want to know what was hard? The decision to do it. Every doubt and fear and uncertainty and how are you going to get the website done and
right.
Wow. That was hard. That was hard.
I was just talking to Rodney about this. It's the fear of the unknown, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fear of the unknown and the fear of all those things are oftentimes greater than the actual effort it takes. The energy associated with the fear is greater than the energy associated with just doing the work.
I know. There's my new favorite quote right now. I think it's by Vernon Howard. It's resistance to the disturbance is the disturbance.
That's absolutely true.
Isn't that fun?
I got chills when you said it. It's kind of like when I talked to Lama Sirdias, and he's like, you know, we have a choice. You know, we can actually, pain is not, we can't skip through pain, or, you know, pain, but we don't have to suffer. The suffering part is our own doing. The pain is inevitable. Suffering is not. It's so true, right?
It is. It is. It's amazing. CJ, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about what this means to use this personal GPS system, one that every one of us has. You know, but sometimes we don't know we have it. You know, I can't tell you how many years of my life I kind of walked around dazed and confused, folks. Dazed and confused in New Jersey. That was it. Let's take a short break. When we come back, CJ is going to take us on a different journey. We'll give you lots of information, how you can find out about her show, how you can find her on Facebook, and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga
into your
home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. CJ Liu is here today joining me. We're going to talk in a moment. We're going to give you some tools on how you can use your own personal GPS system and much more. And I just want to say to all of you that CJ and I met a couple of years ago. And the one thing that we truly, truly do have in common and connect with is our commitment to showing up every day the best that we can do to, in service of all of you. And some days we may not sound like we know what we're doing. And honestly, some days we don't. And other days we may sound like we do. The one thing that doesn't change for either one of us is our commitment of service to helping people have a better life, whatever that looks like. So today, this idea of looking at a personal GPS system is amazing. It's beautiful. And CJ is going to help us understand that. And what does it mean, our body that's full of emotions? But before we do, I want to make sure you have lots of information about CJ and how to follow her on Facebook and much more. CJ, thanks for joining me here today. Why don't you take a moment and let people know how they can find out more about you.
Sure, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you and be of service with you. And it's an honor to be on your network because I think you're doing some great stuff. Let's see. I am on the network, Transformation Talk Radio Network. My show plays on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my website is www.firedupwithcj.com. And I also have a page on Facebook, so you can friend us there. Those are my details.
Okay. And let's have your website again?
www.fireitupwithcj.com.
Okay. Thank you. Let's talk about this GPS system, and let's talk about, you know, what this means.
Yeah. So, you know, I actually work a lot with clients, and oftentimes my clients are lawyers, doctors, business people. And I think most of us in this culture are raised where our mind is the part of us, because we have our mind, body, spirit. The mind is the one that kind of trumps everything else. And the idea of our personal GPS system is that we actually have a bunch of navigational tools to help us navigate through life. Often we don't even know that they're there because we've never even used them. And one of them, one of the tools is our emotions. And so And I've done a whole bunch of radio shows on emotions because I think there's so much juice and wonderful learnings that we can get from our emotions if we were to be able to see them as navigational tools.
Mm-hmm.
The other is our body. Our body, you know, aches and pains. We often like, oh, it's because I just ran around Green Lake that my right knee hurts. But really, it's your body talking to you. And when I actually tuned in this morning, I'm like, wow, my knee really hurts. What's happening? What I realized is that I was actually running around Green Lake in a tilt. Okay, that didn't help. But what it did is it accentuated the fact that I was out of alignment with the right side of my body. My left side of my body were out of alignment, which was why my knee hurt. And then when I tuned into it, it was because I always see these things as a puzzle. I tuned into it, and it was because if you view the right and the left as being a female and male aspect, that my there was enough. I wasn't bringing enough feminine energy into my life, mm-hmm. and that's what I needed at the time. So that's what I mean by navigational systems. Your body, your body, your emotions, your spirit. They're all there to guide us, but oftentimes those are the ones that we don't tap into, and therefore we're missing key navigational elements for navigating our life.
One of the things that is so interesting is someone said to me, asked me if I was going to share this story on air, and I said, yeah. And they said, well, you know, you could hardly talk to me about it, and you're crying. You know, aren't you concerned about crying on air? No. No. I said, are you concerned about me crying on air? And she said, yeah. And I said, what's up with that? I mean, if you'd have gotten me 10 years ago, right, maybe I would have been concerned about that. But we try so hard, CJ, to really hide who we are and hide our emotions. And then we wonder why our purpose is not revealed or we're having tough times. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, you know, learning about my emotions is not something that happened overnight. This is not an overnight me that you're looking at here.
Yeah.
This has been a journey. There has been suffering. There has been pain.
For you and for others, right?
I'm telling you.
I hear you. I'm on the same.
You know, let me tell you something. Joy was the name of a dish detergent. Right?
Exactly.
Go get yourself some Joy. Okay, I'm going to the store. I'll get some. I know, we grew up with that Joy to wash dishes with.
Yes, a beautiful yellow detergent.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? I think that what's interesting about your friend's comment is that I do think it's very hard that for people to deal with other people's vulnerability, but in fact that is their inner beauty that's being displayed. And when I heard you telling the story earlier, it's about love and compassion and gratitude. So those tears, it didn't feel like sorrowful tears. They felt like just gratitude. Is that right? What
yeah.
Are those tears? That's what those tears are about, right?
The tears for me are about having an experience of a precious moment when two hearts connect, when the absolute purity of the energy is unobstructed by distortion of any kind. You know, it wasn't me with her thinking, OMG. She's gone. It is the pure essence of truly being in that present moment. You know, I've been pretty sick for the past 10 years. I really don't talk about this much on air. I would go to bed at night, and I wasn't sure if I was going to wake up the next day. And that's really an interesting place to be in your life. And so I came up with, people would ask me, how are you doing? There was only one thing I said, and this is what I experienced yesterday. I said, I live in the present moment of every breath I take. And it's so interesting because that's what that was about. When you truly are in the present moment, the only thing there is love, CJ. So you nailed it. I mean, that's what it is. It's love. And it's not just with someone like this. I mean, you've had moments with your children like that, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Where there's no words to describe. Every one of us has the ability to experience that. You know, some people can experience it more than others. I'm not a master at it. So what happens to me when I have a moment like that, it's deeply profound. Right? Because
yeah,
you and I spend a lot of time doing, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think that the thing that is interesting, and going back to the emotions, right? Like if you really tuned into the emotion, and instead of like what we normally do is we try to like, oh, I'm so embarrassed, I'm crying. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm crying. Right? That's, I hear that so many times with clients. I'm so embarrassed, I'm crying. Right? Versus if you really tune in, and in that particular moment, your tears were of total beauty. Do you know what I mean? They were like, oh my God, I'm having a profound connection with another human being and about life itself and about my purpose. Like, it's like the most, in some ways, if you were to really tune, what you did was you tuned into the emotion and you took that navigation, that emotion that was arising in you, that some people would be embarrassed about, I'm crying, oh, that's bad, because I'm sad, you know what, but you kind of tuned into it and you got, like, you squeezed out the juice out of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just got an instant message that said, yeah, you blow bubbles with joy. Blah, blah, blah. But now, I must say, when you do something like that on radio, CJ, and you know that, where you have that moment where there's silence on air, Benny and I have been through this before. You know, you get close to all the lights starting to flash and so forth.
Yeah.
Because there's no such thing as dead air on radio. Yeah. All you have to do is ask Howard Stern. He could tell you that. But, you know, when has this GPS failed you? I mean, you know what I love about the GPS analogy? My GPS, when I pass the turn that I'm supposed to make, mm-hmm. you know, in your car, like I don't have it in my car. I actually have it in my phone. You're driving and you're and she's I have a she. I don't know why they're all she's. Do you?
No.
They're all women. OK, so you're driving in your, but I'm glad. You're driving
yeah.
in your car and turn right 50 feet, turn right 10 feet, and you don't turn right.
Right.
And she comes back and she says, one moment, recalculating.
Right. Redirecting right. route.
Redirecting route. Thank you. That's it. Redirecting route. How do we do that in
well,
our
here's
lives?
The thing. Here's the thing about the GPS system, right? It knows where your ultimate destination is,
yeah.
and it's constantly going to be redirecting your route. You're going to
oh,
get there.
Oh,
right?
oh. Yeah, you're right.
You're going to get there. If you're not going to take a right, at one point you're going to, and it's not going to be maybe the way that that it's like I gave you first chance to take a right and you didn't, and then I gave you a sec. I even
right.
gave you a warning to take a right,
right.
and you didn't, and
right.
now I'm going to have to like. Now you're going to have to go through this painful detour where there's like a traffic jam.
Right, exactly. But isn't that what we do in our lives, though? Come on. I could tell you every point in time in my life where I got a message to turn one way or the other.
Right.
right? That means do something or not do something.
Yes.
The times that I have said yes and made the right-hand turn, oh, my God.
Yes.
Slide and glide.
Great.
The times that I have said no. Oh.
Suffering.
and time. I mean, my gosh, I ultimately got to where I was going to go.
Right.
But it took me like 6 years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we go into denial, right?
Right, right.
We avoid, and going back to our navigational system, there's many elements to it, right? There's the voice, there's like the sounds, there's all sorts of things. And we have our emotions are probably telling us, like, if in fact you feel like your emotions were tanking during those moments when you weren't taking a right, or if you felt like your body was having all sorts of weird problems, well, it was, because it's like someone was trying to get you to turn right. Until you do. And then I think I love how the universe does stuff too, where if you're not taking a right and you should be taking a right, somehow you'll be standing at a bus stop looking at a sign and it will say, take a right.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, now the universe is trying to communicate via billboard. Like, how desperate is it getting? It's like trying to talk to your body. It's trying to talk to your emotions. It's like, you know, now it's like having to resort to billboards or you'll talk to a friend and they're like, you know what? I always think about taking a right. And you're like, ah!
That's it. It's so fascinating. CJ Liu's in the house. When we come back, we're going to give you some ideas on how to tap in to that moment that you hear take a right. And honestly, for those of you that want to take a left. It's okay. It's either right or it's left, or maybe it's just go forward. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the show.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Everybody, welcome back. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com. For more information about CJ, you can go to fireitupwithcj.com. For more information on Transformation Talk Radio, to host a show, or to do anything else you want to do with us, go to transformationtalkradio.com or thedrpatshow.com and get some information. Give us a shout. CJ, you know, it's so great to have you on air. I mean, it's just wonderful to be able to chit-chat with you. And to know that, you know, there is a steadfast commitment that you have to helping people. You know, we're talked about the GPS system. People think that, oh, Collette Baron Reed must have that intuitive edge, right? You know, somebody like a Collette Baron Reed or a James Van Prague or some of these people, they must be intuitive. But you know what? I'm not. Let's talk about this GPS system. What's the best way for people to tap into it so that, you know, finally you see the billboard? If you don't get that, what's going to happen is the billboard's going to come crashing down your head.
Right. I think it's one key step is to have awareness. So you have to take some time in the day to notice. Like, wow, I'm having an extreme emotion. you know, to stop after you, or if you have an emotion or you feel it arising, to be aware that it's occurring and to tune into it, whether it be a body sensation like I did today where it's like, oh, my jaw is tight or my knee hurts. So you have to be have an awareness. Whether that may come as a simple body scan, which a lot of people do in meditation, do scan your body and you feel around for what you feel around in a non-judgmental mental way, what feels stuck, tight, or not normal. So that's one way of doing it, you know, to gain awareness is to literally put a process in place where you tune in and are aware of your body state, because that's one of the pieces of yourself that are talking, you know, it's one of the pieces of yourself that's talking to you. And the other one is tuning into your emotional state. And that's almost easier to see because sometimes, you know, you'll yell at your kids or you'll yell at someone driving on the road,
right,
or that's anger, you know, or you're feeling like, oh, I really want what she has. Why is she doing it? You know, that's jealousy. So you can kind of, you can almost hear your, if you hear yourself talking or experience the emotion, you're like, wow, I'm having an emotion right here. What is the emotion trying to tell me? Especially if it's a negative emotion, it's usually something, there's a need that you have that isn't being met. Something on the inside is telling you that something is a little bit wrong on the outside, so you need your inner navigational system to help you figure stuff out. And that's almost, you have to be aware at the moment that you're having that emotion and to be aware when it feels a little bit off and to tune into it. So the first step is awareness. And I think the second step after awareness is going into whatever it is. Like you were saying during the break that you're feeling, you know, one of the things that your stepmom told you is to go into your pain. Don't dwell in it forever. That's suffering. But go into it, feel it authentically. And when you really go into the emotion, whether it's pain or sadness or anger or any kind of negative emotion, jealousy that comes in, and if you feel it intensely and you honor that that emotion has something to tell you and you feel it intensely, literally it takes, I was saying when we were talking the break, 5 minutes max, and that's like serious traumatic pain.
Right, I get it.
And it's usually 1 or 2 minutes you feel it, and as your stepmother said, it's gone. Move on.
I agree with you. That's like my stepmother would say, okay, yeah, she would. She would invite us to go into it. And then it would be like, okay, we're done.
Right.
And you're still like all about the story of it. I stole my bicycle.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, you are not getting your bicycle back.
Right. And I think that's the thing. I think that when you, so it's one, be aware that it's happening. Two, go into whatever the thing is, the pain in your body, the emotion that you're having, and ask it, what wisdom does it have to share with you? And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but this is what James Prague, people are able to do. They have where intuition comes from is from our creativity. So you have to have a vivid and extreme imagination. So in your what they do is they talk. You know, they talk to the parts. They believe that that there is a true, authentic message that's happening. And you can do the same thing. You could tune into your body and say, what message do you have for me, right knee or clenched jaw? Or what message do you have for me, anger that's arising? What is it? What are you trying to tell me? What need is not being met? What is it that you're trying to tell me that I need for my own growth and development? And if you just suspend disbelief, but go into your vivid imagination and believe that that body part or that emotion will talk to you, it will.
You know what I love about this, too, because, you know, I don't want to give anybody the impression that, you know, my mom didn't believe that emotions are good or that we should share them. As a matter of fact, you know, she taught all of us to go out and tell one other person. Decide who you're going to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. There are some people that have spiritual practices now that say, okay, you get to tell your story one other time. Go find another person and tell it, and then let's move on. And it's a spiritual practice. It's a current spiritual practice.
Yeah.
You know, my mom, she wasn't like, you know, like New Agey or anything like that, but she had incredible life lessons.
It's a beautiful idea. You know, if you need to, whatever you need to do to let go of the story is what she was doing, you know, awareness, tune into it, talk to it, get what it is to, you know, it's trying to tell you something about your learning and growth. But I think the thing that you're pointing out is let go of it. And oftentimes the way we let go of our stories is by telling someone. So someone can sit in witness and in judgment of the person who wronged you, right? Like, you need to do that to let it go. Your stepmother was brilliant. I think she was a spiritual guru, right? I mean, she may not be woo-woo or any of those things, but she knew the truth, you know?
Yeah, well, all you need to do, CJ, is have your first child at 12 and your second one at 13. That'll give you a, you know, like come to meeting moment. That'd be her experience, what she had, because she grew up in the Deep South.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are traditions we have in this country that, you know, we've had, what, I don't know how many years ago that was. But still, this was a life lesson that she was meant to have.
Yeah, she was a wise woman.
I'll tell you, she was. She has said some crazy things to me, but, you know.
She trained you well.
You know what? I think she is up there just tuning into this radio show right now saying, go, honey. CJ, thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
One last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave everyone with?
That we have the power within ourselves, and that power may come through our emotions, our feelings, our body sensations, and our spirit. And really, you have everything that you're equipped with, and you don't need to be James Von Prague or anyone else like that. You're already equipped to do what you need to do.
I love it. CJ Liu, everybody, go to the website, Fire It Up with CJ. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, what does it mean to live in this world of natural health? What is that all about? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show and my very special guest coming up, Dr. Peggy Parker.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.